Well, many congratulations with Offa Fanganuku.
Cheers.
How does it feel, basically, to win some silverware?
Just happy to get a reward after all the hard work we've done. It's been a tough season for some of us, and to lose the A-League final and then to get this one, you know, it's huge. It's huge for us.
From the first whistle today as well, you were on it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Really on the front foot, and the forward pack has to take a lot of credit.
Yeah, I think we had to. We knew the fight was up in the front with their forwards. They got a good scrum and a good line-out, and we had to show that we were the dominant scrum and the dominant line-out there.
I suppose it was crucial. We're such a commanding score at half-time as well. I suppose you could have switched off in the second half, and Doncaster had their best spell, didn't they, the second 20.
Yeah, that's right. We have that trend in all our games this year, where we start off well and then we have to crawl our way back in the last 20. And that middle 20, we're still working on it. But, We held them off. We held them off and put a good score on today.
Was discipline the key and taking your chances when they came?
Yeah, that's right. We did take our chances and we did score from them in those early chances. And I think we did the opposite towards the end of the first half and in the second half as well. So early. So
it's the first bit of silverware, first National Cup for Worcester in the professional era. Fantastic achievement.
I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, for the 2 years I've been with Worcester, I'm just glad to go back with some good memories of my career.
And just tell us where this club is going now. Which direction is it going in?
It's definitely going forward. As you see all the results, you know, there's still a lot of development, which is good, and we're still on top. But, you know, we've still got to tweak a few more things before we can start to compete. Dare I say, the Premiership, you know, we've got to get past a few more teams before we do start thinking about that. But we're in a good position.
You seem to enjoy your rugby as well. I've seen your lovely family here as well. Are you enjoying life at Worcester? Because a lot of people could have said, player of your calibre could have gone elsewhere, you know, in the summer.
I got an addition, new addition with little daughter Gabriella, so yeah, it's fun. It's, you know, rugby is a big part of my life, and my family, you know, is number one there, and I'm happy they're here to share with me, so